Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Camerdoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. And welcome again. Welcome back to my old listeners. And according to my analytics, there are 4 of them. I'm so happy. Okay, 4 followers. Okay, so thank you so much. It means a lot to me that people actually want to follow what I've been doing for the past couple of years. So thanks a bunch to that. And coincidentally, today is also the day that episode 23 has released. So I went a bit on a binge recording earlier into the year. I didn't want to do it because I felt if I binged it and I started uploading them simultaneously, I won't have enough content anymore for the rest of the year. And then I realized, wait a minute, there is such a thing as, you know, scheduled release. And that's what I did. So my binged content has run out. It just released, the last one just released today. So gotta make a new one for next month. So we're gonna talk about this game. This is actually one of the first games I got for the Switch, but I never bothered to make a podcast on it until I saw it recently. More on that later, okay? See you in a bit. So as I mentioned, this game is one of the first games that I bought when I had the Switch, because at the time, I think, if I recall, it was on sale or the price was within the budget, one of those. Okay, so the only reason why I decided to make a podcast for this game is because it came out as a recommendation from the IG Cozy Gamers that I follow. And I was surprised because I felt this is not a new game. It's not as colorful, as popular. It's not from a known programmer or artist or publisher or developer. But someone said it is, so I said, okay, let's make a podcast out of it. I am convinced. So the name of the game is Old Man's Journey. Okay, and so that I don't make any mistakes, let's read the wiki. It was developed by Broken Rules, published also by Broken Rules. And it came out the first time it came out was in 2017 for Android, iOS, macOS, and Windows. So I agree, it is a good mobile game. You can maneuver or manipulate the things using your thumbs. Next is on the Nintendo Switch in 2018, so I guess that's around the time that I got it. And then PlayStation 4 2018, Xbox One 2019. So yes, this is a pre-pandemic game. So you're like, why did you just decide to do this now? Well, it took an IG Cozy Gamer to convince me. Anyway, so looking at it, that's a lot of awards for a very simple video game. Okay, so if you look at the trailer, you'll see the list of awards it got for being a game. So I'm gonna read the blurb in the Nintendo Switch shop. So the name, so it's Old Man's Journey, a heartfelt game about life, loss, and hope. Old Man's Journey, a soul-searching puzzle adventure, tells a story of life, loss, reconciliation, and hope. Entrenched in a beautifully sun-kissed and handcrafted world, embark on a heartfelt journey interwoven with light-hearted and pressure-free puzzle solving. I love that word, pressure-free. That's why Cozy Gamers exist. We don't like pressure when we play games. And this is one of them. Okay. I only played this once because it's the kind of game wherein you're satisfied after one game. But if you do, it's replayable, but you have to start from the very beginning. Or you can go per section. Okay, so now I'm going to off the track. So this is just me rambling. Old Man's Journey, you play an old man. That's your main character. And he goes on a journey after receiving post about something. So at the beginning of the game, you're never told what the post is about, but it compels him to get out of his house, carry a bag that looks suspiciously big, so you wonder how long is this journey going to be, walking stick and stuff, and then he starts walking. So when I bought this game, I didn't have a Pro controller yet, so I had to rely on the Joy-Cons. Back then, my Joy-Cons were working in tip-top shape, so it was easy to manipulate and maneuver the old man around. So there are two ways to play this. You can either play it using the sensors of the Joy-Con itself, so every inch to the left or to the right will really move the character forward, and then of course you press A, I guess. Or you could be more detailed or more exacting to your movement, so you can use the directional buttons. I use the directional buttons because any little movement of the Joy-Con and like, whee, where'd the mouse go? Somewhere in the screen. So you travel through this countryside. Looks like a countryside of sorts. Very colorful and very beautiful art. It's so beautiful. Looks European. European-ish kind of countryside feel. But still, such beautiful art. So if you go through the story, initially you think the old man is alone. And then as the story progresses, you realize that this is the story of his life. And at the end of the story, you will discover, of course, the reason why he was sent the letter. Okay, so I'm not going to spoil it yet. I'm still thinking about it. So let's just talk about the game initially. So in order to play this, it said it's a puzzle game. So it's a puzzle game in a way, because to get from one point to another, you have to move the land. Okay, so the land sort of moves in, I guess, in curves. That's the words I'll use. Okay, so each part of land connects only at a certain point. So you have to move the land up or down in order to reveal the points of contact. And from there, the old man will jump from the foreground land towards the background land as he moves his way up. Okay, most of the visuals goes vertical, so almost like you're building a tower, but it's the land, the hills seem to just progress far upward, but sometimes it shifts to the right, especially if they need to change the scenery somewhat. If you click around the scenery, you might be surprised with small details that happen within the house. If you click on the door, or if you click on a cat, or you click on something, they might give you some little details, which make, of course, the story a little more interesting. Oh, art-wise, this is the kind of thing you'd find in a gallery because it's so pretty. Okay, it uses bold colors, somewhere between pastel and bold. And then if you zoom a bit more, the edges are a bit crayony. So I'm like, so I'm so excited to enjoy that one. Okay, so the man moves forward. So the main puzzle is really the constant manipulation of the land. But there are some parts wherein you have to move sheep. You have to force sheep to move. There are also some parts there where you should not be hit by something. Okay, so it's an environmental puzzle. Okay. And then since he's an old man, there are also parts there where you're allowed to rest, which gives you also time to enjoy the scene that's in front of you. And every time he rests, it triggers a memory of his life. So it sort of, you know, gives you bits and pieces of his life as he goes through his journey. Okay. And you'll realize that he had family. Okay, the game warns. Okay, the Nintendo Switch webpage warns of alcohol and tobacco reference. So, well, since I know the game already, since I played it, yes, he was a bit of a drunk at one point, which compelled his family to leave him. Hence, he is alone at the beginning of the game, and then. But for an old man, he's super strong, the way he walks around. Okay, though he does get hitchhiked from time to time, but most of it is really walking or on a boat. Okay, to get from one end to another. Okay, so this game, actually, there's really not much to say about it because, as I said, there's not much ensemble work. It's just really moving environments up and down. So, example, to get from one hill to another, you need to bring this up so that the car, your car or the truck you're in, will move forward, or you can cross to the other side because in the foreground there's a waterfall or there's a water feature, so you have to get across to it. So it's just a matter of trial and error. And since it's an old game, I just saw a walkthrough on YouTube. And how long did it take? Let me just see the walkthrough. Okay. I think it took the player around an hour to finish the game. Because it's not really that long. And you play it for the story, for the narrative. It's really nice narrative. So the old man finally reaches his ending at his destination. And you'll discover what was the contents of the letter. Okay. But it does come with a happy ending. So the happy ending will show right where the credits are. So again, the credits are interactive too. So you can manipulate the credits portion as well. So I won't tell you what you'll manipulate, but at least you will see the game is supposed to make you happy, not stressed out and stuff. Because the art, the colors, they should not freak you out. There is a part there where there's a thunderstorm, so yeah, you expect some dark colors in that part, but not everything is like that. Most of it is really happy and stuff. Because the reason why I actually didn't want to make a podcast on this was because I felt this game was a bit too kiddie for me. Like, I felt that this was the kind of game that younger audiences would probably play and enjoy. So I never thought that cozy gamers would enjoy this, but thanks to the cozy game niche, we realized that kiddie games, or categorized kiddie games, actually work. Okay, so that's a old man's journey. Wow, that's such a short podcast. Okay, so I would recommend you get it right now. According to the Switch, since I'm playing it on the Switch, it's available for around $10. Last I checked, Steam also has it. Okay, and yet it's not in the wiki page, but I know Steam has it. I saw it a while ago when I was searching for it. Let me check. There, Old Man's Journey, available on Steam. So it's a game that you can just pick up. Though in terms of replayability, honestly, I only checked it out again today because just to make sure that I remember what I'm going to say in the podcast is legit. But other than that, after I finished the game, I never picked it up again because I guess I was satisfied with what it gave me. So, but it's something you can play over and over if you really want to. Okay, so Old Man's Journey is out. Available wherever you play your games, and it's good for mobile too, so you can play this on the mobile on your mobile devices. I was wondering if there was an Old Man's Journey 2, and there's none. I'm like, oh, but that's the kind of game that I'd want to get a sequel for. But anyway, there, Old Man's Journey. Short podcast right there. Okay, nothing more to say about this one. There, it's an hour and 30 minutes. This guy who did the full walkthrough. Trailer's out. The trailer should probably give you a bit more if you really want to know what kind of gameplay it is. So on the Switch, I had a hard time. But this is... You shouldn't break your head over this game. You should enjoy it. Okay? All right, I will see you around, everyone. Here's to more video games. Bye.